بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بالهدى أما بعد قال الله عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. My respected brothers, elders, families, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us rushd, true guidance. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt. Allahumma, ya Allah, guide us to the ones that you have guided to your pleasure. That when we say in Surah Al-Fatiha, we say, Sirata al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path which you have favored those upon. That you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have chosen those people to be on that path. And what path is that? The path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who followed him bil ihsan in perfect way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran to the effect, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you truly love Allah, if you truly claim, I love Allah, if you truly claim, La ilaha illallah, fattabi'uni, so follow me. Who is saying this? It is our Sayyid, our Habib, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, fattabi'uni, so follow me. And the result, yuhbibkum Allah. Yuhbibkum Allah. Allah will love you. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ and He'll forgive all your sins. So if you're really looking for love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what is the result of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? His support. That if you walk, Allah is with you. If you do business, Allah is with you. If you're against someone who is trying to hurt you, Allah will support you. Anything that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. You'll never be in His displeasure. You'll never feel any stress or sadness or difficulty. Even if you're in a difficult situation, Allah is with you. So, how do we manage to do this? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Just one kalima. Follow me. Rasulullah said, follow me. So we claim that we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the effect, No way, not by your Lord. They will not have iman. They cannot be called mu'mineen until they make you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a judge between every one of their affairs. And they do not find any feeling in their hearts, any dislike in their hearts about your decision. So I ask ourselves, how much do I love Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much do I really love it? How much do I think about it? When is the last time I used miswak? When is the last time I prayed Tahiyatul Masjid? When is the last time I covered my head? Say, this is Sunnah of the most beloved of khalq. When's the last time I considered, maybe I should think about keeping some sunnah of Rasulullah on my face. That someone's recognizing me and say, yes, he's a follower of Rasulullah. Instead of being shy, say, no, you know, we don't live in this country. No. Do you really love Rasulullah? I'm asking myself. Do we really have some feeling in our heart that, no, you know, I like the sunnah of Bollywood, Hollywood, whichever would. because they can sing and dance and look shiny on the screen. But it is our reality, isn't it? It's our reality. In our hearts and minds, whether we like it or not, in our hearts and minds, we have other role models we love more than Rasulullah. It is a fact. It is a fact. We can say no by our tongues, but our bodies, our actions, they don't lie. They don't lie. How we dress, how we talk, how we walk, how we do our business with each other, how we live in our houses. All of this is a testimony of what you are inside. What I am inside. How do I sleep? Do I sleep with wudu? Do I sleep on my right hand side? Do I try to live a simple life? Do I try to sleep on the floor? Do I try to eat on the floor? Eat in one plate with the hand? Or are we happy to live a life of other people? As our ulama say, in Surah Al-Fatiha is the example of three different ways. We say, Ihdina Surat Al-Mustaqim in Surah Al-Fatiha, yes? Big dua. Allah guides to the straight path. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. The path of those whom you love, you're the ones you've chosen for. Then two other paths. Ghayril, not the path of maghdub. Maghdub are the ones who have earned the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala dhaleen, and the ones who have gone astray. So ulama say, if we choose not to follow Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, then actually we're on the other two paths, the maghdub and dhaleen. So any moment of our life, it is not in Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, it is in one of the other two paths, the maghdub and dhaleen. For a moment, just think. Well, some people say, you know, I come to masjid, I pray salah. Is this enough? Is this enough? Is this life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Salah, and that's it, then go back to some Safrullah jahil way? No. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, 24/7, morning to night, from birth to death, it is clear. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's mahajjat al-bayda, laylaha ka nahariha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us with a path that it's night, it's like it's day. It's so clear. It's path, it's night, it's like it's day. So that nothing except Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described us how to do it. To cut our fingernails, to cut the mustache, to brush the teeth, to go to the toilet, intimacy with our spouse, until the rules of war. Everything Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, detailed. So we need to make an endeavor, an effort to A, find out what it is, and B, to put it into practice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narrated by Arabid ibn Sariyah radiyallahu anhu, who said one day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered to us a khutbah which was very powerful, and the eyes began to tear and the hearts became soft. And a man said, Ya Rasulullah, it is as though you're giving us some parting advice, as though you're not going to be with us a long time and you want to tell us something very important. So advise us. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the effect, I advise you to fear Allah, have taqwa of Allah, to listen and obey the leader, even if a slave is appointed as your leader. Because whoever amongst you shall live after me will soon see a lot of fitna, discord, troubles. So the solution, so hold fast to my sunnah. Grip onto my sunnah. And other riwayah, with these teeth, you know, the the molar teeth. Hold on to my sunnah with your molar teeth. Don't let go. A lot of fitna, fasad, difficulty, confusion will come. You don't have to turn any corner. You open your phone. Fitna is there in front of our eyes. It's there in front of our eyes. So solution, hold fast onto my sunnah. And the sunnah of the Khulafa Rashideen, the rightly guided Khulafa, who will come after them. Adhere to them strongly and beware of new things in the religion, because every heresy, every bid'ah is a misguidance. Many other examples of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the effect, I wish to see my brothers. I long to see my brothers. Sahaba radiallahu was sitting with him and said, Ya Rasulullah, are we not your brothers? And the Sahaba, the one that said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Bi ummi wa abik. My mother and my father be sacrificed for you. And they meant it. They would sacrifice their mother and their father for Rasulullah. They meant it. We know in Badr, when they fought their own mothers and their fathers and their sons, they say, my mother and my father for you, Ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were saying, Ya Rasulullah, are we not your brothers? Is it not us that you love this much that you're thinking about them? I said, no. To the effect, my brothers are those who believe in me but haven't seen me and they haven't come yet. I long to meet them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people. But we have to have love for Rasulullah. Do you wish to see Rasulullah? Do I wish to see him? Do I wish to be with him? Once a Bedouin came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, when is the sa'ah? When is the hour? He said, what have you prepared for it? To the effect, what have you prepared for it? He said, I haven't prepared much, except I love Allah and His Messenger. He said, then you will be with those whom you love. Will be with those whom you love. So we need to get this true love of Rasulullah in our hearts. And we have to be aware, constantly, 24/7, we are being bombarded with messages, ideas, concepts, which is taking this love out of my heart. The glory of a particular nation, looking in a particular way, being a particular, we say, phenotype, you know, a color, particular, haircut, particular dress. We've been bombarded by it. And in our minds, in our hearts, we're told, these are the successful ones. Follow them, you'll be successful. Ask your forefathers, your parents, my mother and father from East Africa, what did they used to tell them about Islam, about their religion, about their identity? What did Darwin tell them? Read the book, The Descent of Man. This is the Darwinist theories that are taught your children today in school. Darwin said that the Europeans are more evolved and better than non-Europeans. And this is what caused many of the invasions in the world, because we were regarded as less than human beings. That your religion is holding you back. Your religion is making you into closer to an animal than a civilized human being. But when we look at the most civilized people, the most advanced people, no doubt they were Sahaba Rasulullah. So we have to begin to expose ourselves to the real life of Rasulullah, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. One example, coming up to the 7th or 8th year of Hijrah in Medina, when Rasulullah wanted to make the Hajj. Of course, we know this, the time of Hudaybiyah. At Hudaybiyah, a negotiation took place where one of the chiefs of the Quraysh, the non-believers, came to meet Rasulullah SAW to negotiate. And he spent a few hours with Rasulullah and Sahaba. And after some time he left. No negotiation was agreed. But when he went back, as a non-Muslim, what he said to the Quraysh, he said to the effect, I don't know of any people who love their leader as much as Sahaba love Rasulullah. And I have visited Rome, and I've seen Caesar, and I have visited Persia, and I have seen the king of Persia. These are the biggest empires, the most daunting and threatening empires. Even to today, the Persian Empire, if it was here in existence, it would make the Western Empire look like nothing. Because of its power, its might. But he said, yet I have not seen anyone love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than Sahaba. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, from your fadl and your ni'mah and your karama upon us, Ya Rahman, open our hearts to love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Open our hearts to love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Rahman, make the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than any love of any of the makhluk in the universe. No love of any makhluk should be greater than the love of Rasulullah. And that love will come into our lives. We will see it. It will be, as ulama say, in the three sections of sunnah. The surah to Rasulullah, the physical behavior, his image of Rasulullah. What did he wear? What did he dress like? How did he walk? How did he talk? This is the surah of Rasulullah. The seerah of Rasulullah, the life of Rasulullah. How did he live his life? What was his house like? What was his concept of life? Learning, teaching, da'wah. And then the sarira of Rasulullah. The sarira meaning the inner aspect. The inner aspect of Rasulullah, which was what? Rahmah for everyone. Crying for everyone. Crying for your enemy. The one who hurt you, you raise your hand and say, Allah, guide him. Allah, forgive him. Went to Ta'if. We all know the story of Ta'if. And what was his dua? Allah, perhaps their children will accept Islam. They don't want to accept Islam, no problem. Perhaps their children will accept Islam. So we need all three in our lives. Seerah, Surah, Sarira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq, our families tawfiq, the whole ummah, Ya Rahman, bring it back to Sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jazakumullah khairan. A time for Sunnah, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. هيا للفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى وقال الله عز وجل قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله اليوم الآخر وقال نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاني دخل الجنة ومن أصاني فقد أبى أقول قولي هذا فاستغفروا لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم فاستغفروا أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهدى قال الله عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم انصر المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام المسلمين في كل مكان في خصوص في فلسطين يا رحم الراحمين وأقيم الصلاة
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Straighten the lines, inshallah, just to look at your heels and make sure it's straight. Jazakumullah khair. Jazakumullah. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سبحانه سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إنا أعطينا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. تحيات لله وصلوات وسلام عليك. اللهم صل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. السلام عليك. السلام عليك. Just two announcements, inshallah. Tomorrow morning after Fajr, there'll be brothers' breakfast. All are welcome to attend. Please, you can bring your children as well. Inshallah, start of Fajr, 7 o'clock is very late, and they will have breakfast with us, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. And secondly, inshallah, please keep your eye out for a course on Shama'il, the blessed characteristics of Rasulullah, to help increase our love of Rasulullah. Inshallah, the course result will be announced shortly, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan.